Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today, we're looking at Trust Account CPD, why it matters, and what it actually covers.
And this is one of those topics that can feel dry on the surface, but once you understand what's actually at stake, it lands differently.
That's a good way to put it. Let's start with the basics. A trust account is a dedicated bank account where an agency holds money that belongs to other people. Think rent, deposits, other client funds. The agency holds that money on behalf of clients, and there are strict rules around how it's received, recorded, reconciled, and paid out.
The key word there being on behalf of. It's not agency money.
Exactly. And that's what makes this area different from most of the rest of agency practice. A mistake here isn't just an accounting slip. It can be a breach with real legal and financial consequences. The money that's gone wrong belongs to clients, not the agency.
So the stakes are genuinely high.
They are. Ask any experienced principal what keeps them up at night, and trust accounting is near the top of the list, which is exactly why Trust Account CPD exists.
All right, so what does it actually cover? What are you going to learn in a Trust Account CPD unit?
The focus is on the practical rules for handling client money. So a few things. Receiving and recording funds is one area. That's making sure money coming into the agency is logged correctly right from the start. Then there's reconciliation, which is keeping the account balanced and matching your records to the actual funds on a regular and accurate basis.
Reconciliation sounds straightforward until something doesn't add up.
It does, and that's why training on it matters. Then there's record keeping, which is the documents and audit trail an agency is required to maintain, and compliance obligations, which is the legal side. What duties come with holding money in trust and the consequences of getting them wrong?
Now, that list covers the general picture. Is the exact content the same everywhere?
No, and that's worth saying clearly. The content depends on your state and the specific unit. You should always confirm the current requirements with your state authority. The state authority sets the official rules, not the training provider.
Right. The training provider teaches you how to do it. The regulator tells you what you have to do.
That's a good way to split it. Now, we mentioned principles a moment ago. Let's stay on that because I think there's something important for newer agents to understand about why principals care so much about this particular area.
Yeah, I think some agency compliance training is something the business wants ticked off, not something they personally need to take seriously.
And trust accounts are where that attitude can really cause damage because the principal or licensee in charge carries responsibility for the agency trust account. If something goes wrong, it's the principal who answers for it.
Not just the person who made the error.
Not necessarily, which explains why well-trained staff are the simplest form of risk management. An agent who understands trust accounting is far less likely to make the kind of error that turns into a compliance breach. So when a principal pushes the team to keep their trust account CPD current, it's protecting the business and the clients.
Let's talk Queensland specifically, since the article focuses there. What does the CPD setup look like for trust accounts in QLD?
Queensland CPD requires 2 sessions per CPD year. Your CPD year runs 12 months from the anniversary of your license or registration date, so it's personal to you, not a fixed calendar year.
That's something a lot of people don't realize. They assume it's just a financial year or a calendar year.
Right. And within that, there's a trust account CPD unit you can complete. With Archer Institute, that unit is online and self-paced, so you can complete it from anywhere and download your certificate when you're done.
And the support team?
Australian-based, real people, not a chatbot, which matters when you have a question about something as specific as trust accounting compliance.
If you operate in more than one state, is the Queensland unit enough?
No, the rules differ by state. The Archer Institute site has a state-by-state CPD guide that covers how things differ. And regardless of where you are, always check the current requirements with your own state authority.
So what's the one thing a listener should do after this?
If you handle client money or you run a team that does, treat trust account CPD as a priority, not an afterthought. Browse the QLD CPD training at the Archer Institute site or call the Australian-based team on 1-800-069-273. They'll confirm exactly what you need for your CPD year.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. The number is 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.